It's time to find out what's on the agenda for the Auckland Pride Festival.
Yes, it's that time. It is Auckland Pride this month, this February, and we've been joined every Wednesday by lovely guests telling us what they're up to. This morning we've got Justin Shoulder in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty well. Just landed from Gadigal, Sydney yesterday and very excited to be here.
Yeah, you've got a really busy week ahead of you, kicking off your show, Anito, tomorrow.
Yes.
Just arrived yesterday. So it's a fast turnaround.
Yeah, hit the ground running, so got to keep moving.
Yeah, feeling good though?
Yeah, no, very excited. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for coming up. I know you've got a big, long day of tech rehearsals and getting ready ahead of you. But let's talk a little bit about Anito, happening 12th to 14th of Feb at Q Theatre. This show, you was telling us off air, has been running for quite a few seasons now, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, for sure. So the work took a couple years to make, and then we premiered it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've been lucky enough to be able to share the work, different cities in Australia and some places overseas as well. So it's been a very special couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting story. There's like a Filipino ghost story that it's based off of. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. So I mean, for the past 15 years, I've been working mostly between nightclubs and theatres with the form of mythical creatures and becoming more than human entities. So I use my body, full body costuming, prosthesis, and the dramaturgy of light, sound to give the audience the sense of an ecology of beings. Sometimes they're based on Filipino mythology, but often they're connected to ideas around evolution, fragile ecologies, and concerns around other things. So, Anito essentially means, comes from the pre-colonial belief that there's a spirit in all living beings, although that's also a current idea. So it uses the frame of animism to encourage people to feel that they're part of an ecology and to invest in a sense of awe for the natural world.
I just want to touch on briefly you saying that you've sort of worked between like nightclubs and theatres, which seems like a really cool space to exist between both of those two areas, which can feel quite different but also so intrinsic to the queer underground scene. I'm imagining, especially in somewhere like Sydney.
No, for sure.
Tell me a little bit about how it feels to exist between those two spaces.
I mean, for sure, like I wasn't a trained performer necessarily, and I often talk about the nightclub being my education. So I started off, I was doing a job where I was retouching photos and taking people's moles off their faces, and that was very deadening to the soul. And,
I can imagine.
I kind of emerged in my 20s to discover all these amazing performance artists in Sydney doing clowning, stripping, cabaret type of work.
Yeah.
And that really informed what I do today. So, I mean, the nightclub's amazing in that you can experiment with form. You have a very supportive audience that's also a little bit augmented. I also create parties and events, so it's kind of part of the ecology of the work. So yeah, it's an experimental space that's very supportive of creating motifs and ideas that connect to your community. So I often work between the club and the theatre because I think it's a very fertile environment to make work. Outside of like traditional theatrical paradigm that can be a bit, has its own legacy. So you're creating your own types of language.
Oh, beautiful. So cool. We were just chatting before about how, this has been going for quite a few seasons and you've toured it as well.
Yes.
How have you found it been received across all these different places?
So because the work is so much about being grounded on country and listening to where you are and listening to the land, every place we go to, we connect to local mob to kind of listen to stories of the land or stories like different seasonal things that are occurring. So for example, when we were in Austin, Texas on Turtle Island, we met with local Indigenous elders there and they shared the story of a particular deer and the mythology of the underworld there connected to the season. So I think because the work really integrates and connects to local community, it's been a very exciting experience for the company that continues to evolve the story of the work. So Especially, it's been amazing here so far, actually. We went up to One Tree Hill yesterday with Auntie Fleur, and very grounding, kind of like engaged experience connecting to the local flora and fauna. And every city's tells its own story. So
You must feel incredibly lucky to have kind of had such close contact with so many different people.
No, for sure. I mean, it's very much a part of trying to make the story porous and trying to make sure that it's not a story that's written and structured in a way that can't shift and adapt to. It's called future folklore, so it's like stories for the people that intend to be accessible. So it's really like through the senses, through puppetry, things, I guess, like becoming more than human, like, you know, entities is a very ancient practice. So we try to make it something both that connects to these old stories, but it's very contemporary and modern and a bit poppy, bit like connects to like horror films, and people have very diverse experiences of the work. So pretty and sometimes very intense as well. So it's exciting.
It sounds like a total feast for like all the senses, not just like a visual.
Totally. Feast. And sometimes people feel like they're on mushrooms. So
speaking of crowds being a little bit augmented, maybe that's the vibe for Anito. So cool. We're so excited to have you as part of Auckland Pride Festival this year, particularly, you know, that whole thing of future folklore, is that what you call
it? Yeah, that's right.
Connecting with like past as well as future. I feel like that relates to the theme this year, Ngā Uriea, like descendants of a movement. Tell us a little bit about how it feels to be part of Auckland Pride Festival.
I think like it's been kind of a couple of years in the making, the dialogue with Hamiora and the collective. It's the most engaged festival I've ever worked with, in the sense that it's so grounded in culture and Indigenous frameworks. So it's very inspiring the way that we are held and encouraged as a collective to be supported to tell our stories, but also to be so engaged in a kind of extended community. So it's very inspiring.
Makes me feel proud.
We're feeling proud.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, so cool. Hey, thank you so much for
pleasure.
Coming up for a chat.
Of course.
Justin's show Anito is on at Q Theatre from 12th of February, which is tomorrow, until the 14th, which is Saturday. And you can get tickets from the Auckland Pride website. Thank you so much, Justin, for coming up for Recorded All.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
Pleasure.
You just heard from an artist, organizer, performer, or another important person from the Auckland Pride Festival. Nice.